Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. Coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out right out on the phone this evening to Andrew Abood, who with the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing, also Civil Service Commissioner for the State of Michigan. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing well, thank you, on this Friday. Thanks for taking a few minutes. I know you're a busy man. Civil Service Commission has been all over the news all week this week. A decision on Wednesday, voted on by the four commissioners, said that 13,000 non-unionized workers would not get a 3% pay increase. But they would also not have to pay 3% towards health care. And then that seems to have changed again.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I know that there's other people in government that disagree with our ruling, but in the end, I think our ruling is going to carry the day on the 3% deduction from their paycheck.
Okay. Let's give a little bit of background. Am I correct? After the voting on Wednesday, basically paraphrasing, you felt like the decision righted a wrong with these workers.
The legislature, whether you agree or disagree with what authority they absolutely have no authority to withdraw the funds from employees. And I think that's supported right within the Constitution. That is wholly within the jurisdiction of civil service. And I'm confident that, you know, we made the right decision, and I'm certain that the courts are going to support that.
So I mean, it's the simple fact for you that by law, the commission has the authority over compensation for these non-union employees and not the legislature.
Absolutely. It's written right in the Constitution, and there's, you know, probably at least 10 Michigan Supreme Court cases in interpreting the authority of the Civil Service Commission that they use the word plenary authority, which is absolute. It means absolute. We have total control over employee compensation. And I don't think anyone can argue that in this case, when you take employees and you deduct 3% from their wages, that affects their compensation. The very statute that the legislature passed uses the word compensation in it. So, I mean, you know, ultimately, can we force them to stop deducting the pay? You know, I mean, that's a classic example, I think, of Marbury versus Madison, a classic law school case. But eventually, the courts are going to right this wrong. And I think in the end, they're going to find that we were right. And the legislature, and I think it's Jace Bolger, has made some comments. I think he's going to realize that he's wrong.
Well, and that's what I was referring to earlier, an article in the State Journal today saying that the state will continue to deduct 3% salary from these non-union state employees despite the Wednesday ruling. I mean, if I'm a non-unionized state employee reading the last 2 days' articles, I'm not sure what's happening with my paycheck.
Well, if they take the money, they're not going to be able to take it for long. And eventually that money's going to come back, and they're going to have to pay every penny back. Every single penny back, because what they're doing is wrong, and they don't have the authority to do it. And I understand the deficit issues, and I understand that this is tough economic times, but to try and take it on the backs of state employees in what is, quite frankly, an illegal manner is inappropriate. And, you know, the role of the civil service is a limited role, and the civil service has limited power. But what we do have power over is absolute, and it's unchallengeable.
So the power of the civil service may be limited, but as you said, it is clearly defined.
Absolutely, and it deals with employee compensation. And if they want to deal with employee compensation, they've got to go to the bargaining table, and they cannot, on their own whim, say we're going to fund this deficit or we're going to use this money in this way and take it out of employees, and it's absolutely wrong. It's unfair. It's unfair, and it's wrong. And, you know, as long as I'm on the commission, we're going to make sure that the full authority of the commission is kept intact.
Now, what the other vote that you took on Wednesday was to not give the same employees a 3% pay raise.
Right, and that's an issue that in, I think it was 2007, the state personnel director negotiated raises and a staggered contract over a 3-year period. And in 2010, in February 10th of 2010, there was a recommendation for the 3% raise that had been previously negotiated, and I voted in favor of it. And it didn't pass. Voted on 2-2. We needed a 3-1 vote, and it didn't pass. And then in 2011, we had the same vote. And this year, because it wasn't part of their contract in 07, and because of the deficits and because of my discussions with Jan Winters, who said that everybody's going to have to take cuts across the board, I didn't want a sort of phantom I didn't want to vote and give them a phantom raise that eventually would be taken away. So I didn't support a raise at this time, but the 3% is something they just don't have the authority to do. So in effect, if they get their 3% back, it's like giving them a 3% raise.
Certainly. The question of what the legislature overstepping its bounds, is in litigation at this point as well.
Well, as far as the bargaining units, there's several bargaining units that have filed lawsuits. I think there's 4 lawsuits in front of Judge Collette. And I suspect in the next couple of weeks, he's going to make a decision. He's a judge with a lot of experience. He's a good judge, and he knows the law. And this law is simple and straightforward. And I suspect Judge Collette is going to come out in favor of the unions and against the state's decision to deduct this 3%. You know, I haven't talked to Judge Collette, but, if you read the law, it should be predictable, and it's a very predictable outcome in this case.
And just to clarify for folks, that 3% contribution, has Judge Collette has had placed into a separate trust fund pending the outcome of these various litigation.
Right, which suggests, the law would suggest that when they do that the likelihood of success on the merits rests with the union.
Okay. Well, this, like I said, it's kind of a complicated issue, and it seems like each day there's another piece thrown into this.
Complicated, but Cheryl, I once in a while I do read the blogs, and I've had a lot of cases where I've read the blogs on cases that have been out front and in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And on this case, on this issue, when I read the blogs, they have it dead on. They have, and I don't know who's posting on there, but they're dead on. And you can't find, there's not just one, but several people have talked about the plenary authority of the Civil Service Commission and our exclusive jurisdiction over compensation of state employees. And well, so, surprisingly, it is somewhat complicated because people think of the Civil Service Commission, they don't even know what we do, but really we're, under the Constitution, the 4th branch of government.
And so you're encouraged by seeing these blog reports that people are understanding the issue and understanding where the commission came, the Civil Service Commission came down.
I think that across the board, people support what we did and understand that 3% was absolutely wrong.
Well, we'll continue to follow it, Andrew. I certainly appreciate your time this evening to help kind of straighten this out with us. Clearly, this isn't over because there's pieces that still need to be resolved, but we will stay with it and follow it, and I appreciate your time.
It's not over, but for those 50-some thousand or 47,000 state employees who are paying the 3%, it's not over, but the end is near.
Well, there's some good news for them. Andrew, I appreciate your time this evening.
Nice talking to you, Cheryl.
You as well, Andrew. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Andrew Abood, who is with the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing and also a civil service commissioner for the state of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.